Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
I very quickly want to give you a heads up about an event that is happening this coming weekend in the hopes that some of our listeners might be inspired to buy a ticket now. The event is called Artists for a Cause, and the cause in question is one that is close to many hearts at the moment. That is the ongoing hunger crisis as a result of unemployment and the impact of lockdown, of course. Now, it's an event that is a hybrid. There is an actual physical event happening on Sunday, and I know that the tickets for that are already sold out, but there's also an opportunity for you to join in as a virtual participant. So let's find out more as we welcome on the line Fiona Jackson of the non-profit organization called The Charity Book. And if you might remember them, because we spoke to Fiona about a year ago when they were raising funds for soup kitchens in the Paternoster area. And this year, the focus is on Bredasdorp. Fiona, lovely to have you back with us on the show. Welcome.
Hi there, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me. It's really great to hear your voice again.
You too. Fiona, for those who missed our interview last year or can't remember it, very briefly, won't you tell us? It's called the Into the Towns Project. What are you trying to do with this program?
Okay, what we do with Into the Towns is we identify charities. We identify a town in the Western Cape, so it can be any town. And then we find out which charities are in that town, and we try to see what their wishes are. And we, through our fundraising, we try and grant that. So that's it in a nutshell.
And the nutshell is this year you're doing it for Bredasdorp. I mean, I know you had great success in Paternoster last year. You were able to help, I think it was 9 different soup kitchens with pots.
Absolutely.
And gas burners and food supplies and all of that. You hope to do the same for Bredasdorp this year?
Yes, we are. We're going out to what is called the Bet Our Community Centre, and they are quite big there. So we're going to go out there and then grant whatever it is they want to do. And we're also going to try and feed about over 300 people on that day.
Okay. Now, your big charity fundraiser this coming weekend is an important part of raising the funds to make all of that possible. Fiona, the event itself is happening at the Kenilworth Racecourse, but I know that the tickets for the physical event are sold out. However, you can still join in online, and won't you tell us briefly what that event is going to entail?
All right. So the event is a musical one, and we've got 14 artists to delight the guests. We have some known artists there. They're quite known on the music scene. And then we also have some newcomers. The artists are Common Exclusive, Brandon Bartman, Mo George, Mandonga. We've got a rap group called Real Music. And then we've got Shelton Davids, Cindy Carollison, Jenna Aspling, and Henley Haas. And then we also have the Celeste Williams Ensemble, which consists of Celeste Williams, Sebastian Peterson, Brennan Worley, Craig Colors, and then we are ending off the evening with the well-known singer Robin Peters, who is our headliner.
Okay, 14 different artists, so it's a really a packed afternoon, and I know it is an entire afternoon's entertainment. Now, Fiona, because of COVID, obviously limitations, there were only a certain number of tickets for going to the event live at Kenilworth Racecourse, but is it an unlimited number who can join the live stream?
Absolutely. The tickets are so via Quicket, and I'm happy to say obviously that the on-site one is sold out, and we're running a competition because we've got 2 tickets available, and anybody who purchases 2 or more tickets to the virtual show can stand in line to win, and they can just email me, which is fiona@thecharitybook.co.za, with their proof of purchase, and we can put them into the lucky draw. And all of the tickets sales for the virtual live streaming is what actually benefits us and enables us to be able to do what we do. So the funds raised through live streaming is directly supportive of our causes. So that is actually awesome.
Fiona, how much is a ticket for the virtual version of the event?
The virtual tickets are being sold for 80 rand, and obviously we pay a certain amount to Quicket, and everything else goes directly to the charity to help us do what we do.
Okay, so if you want to book for the virtual one, you go onto Quicket, and is the event called Artists for a Cause?
It's called Artists for the Cause, and they choose the virtual version because there were 2, but they'll see that the on-site one is sold out, so they click on virtual and then just follow through from that.
Fiona, I really hope you'll have some Cape Talk listeners buying tickets to support this event. It's happening on Sunday afternoon between 3 and 7:30 p.m. 14 different local musicians part of it. So buy a ticket and put it on in the background while you're doing your Sunday baking or getting the roast ready for Sunday evening, keeping in mind that people who have nothing going on their table that evening will be the ultimate beneficiaries. Fiona Jackson speaking to us there from The Charity Book, which is the non-profit organization behind the Into the Towns project. Bredasdorp is the beneficiary this year. And once again, you can book your tickets on Quicket at a cost of 80 Rand. For more information, please do reach out to Fiona. Her email is fiona@thecharitybook.co.za.